This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Budget Lumber. Eric Johnson, Communications Specialist with the City of Roseburg. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Kyle.
So the city is looking to kind of develop a new plan for the downtown parking situation following some changes a few months ago. Tell us more.
Yeah, so back in March, last spring, the city decided to cancel its contract with ParkSmart, which was our parking enforcement agency that was doing all of the parking enforcement in downtown in Laurelwood. Since then, we've kind of been in a transition period with that. The city has recently hired a parking consultant to come in, look at the downtown inventory, take a look at the parking situation as a whole. And with that, the city is putting together a stakeholder advisory committee, an SAC, of downtown business owners, residents, to come together and provide feedback and ideas to staff and the consultants to put together a new parking management plan.
So it sounds like everything's kind of on the table. Any possibility might be coming from this?
Yeah, so we're looking forward to getting feedback from the public. What the parking consultant is going to do is they're going to put together an assessment, and at the first meeting with the SAC, we're going to go over some of the things in the assessment, drilling down to some of the specific elements of parking enforcement, such as enforcement hours, time limits, off-street parking versus on-street parking, but then also taking a step back and looking at a high-level viewpoint of just the parking management as a whole and saying, okay, here's where we are from high-level perspective, and where do we want to take this parking management in the future? So our hope is to bring the SAC together, have a series of meetings, help the consultant put together a plan, and start implementing that in sometime in 2021.
Downtown parking has always been an issue, and there are all kinds of opinions about things to do, from walk away and just leave it be, and let people park
and
not have enforcement.
Yeah,
and then there's a question about, do you discourage people from shopping downtown if they're getting tickets? What do you do about people who work downtown or taking up the parking spaces meant to be for the shoppers? I mean, there's a lot of issues to plow through.
There are, yeah, and it's a very contested, heated issue, as you had alluded to, and a lot of it depends on what your perspective is. For instance, a person who lives downtown might have a very different viewpoint of parking downtown as opposed to a business owner or somebody who works for a business downtown. So that's the reason why we want to convene this group together to take a look at that from all different perspectives and help us form a good plan.
And we're seeing slowly more people living downtown. You've got the UCC students in the Flagel
mm-hmm.
building.
Yep.
There's another building a couple blocks from where we are right now that is being apparently at some point going to be turned into studio apartments, and that's right downtown.
Yep.
And you've got other places that are there that could be used. Top stories of a lot of these buildings are, for the most part, vacant. There are some, surprisingly, a number of residences up there. Mm-hmm. You just have to know where to look. But we've talked to people over time that have lived above, restaurants and stores and things like that. And,
oh, yeah.
But if you're living downtown, the parking is an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, how to do it. And figuring out things like the parking garage. That's, that's kind of evolved over time. So
mm-hmm.
Who are you looking to have on this committee?
Yeah, so we're looking at a diverse group of folks. So the committee, the total number of seats on the committee is going to be 10. So there'll be one city staff person, one city council representative, and also one representative from the Downtown Roseburg Association, that's the DRA. What we're looking for are seven at-large committee members. And I'll just break it down for you. We're looking for a downtown resident, a Laurelwood resident, a downtown nonprofit agency representative, a downtown retail business owner, a downtown restaurant owner, a downtown personal services owner, so an example of that could be like a hair salon or something like that, and a downtown professional services rep, so like a lawyer or an accountant, somebody who's in that profession. So 7 seats. If for folks that are interested in applying, you can get an application at the city's website, and you can also call our community development department, and we can get you an application. And the deadline is September 2nd to apply.
So then you want to get this committee formed, get them working fairly quickly then?
Exactly, yeah. When we met with the consultant, that was one of their recommendations, is to really hit the pavement and get going on this as quickly as possible. So we're hoping to convene our first meeting on September 22nd, which is coming up. And it'll be a series of 4 meetings once per month. So September, October, November, and the last meeting in December. And hopefully by then we'll have enough feedback and enough ideas and information to put together a really good parking management plan.
All right. City website for more information or to apply. Eric Johnson from the city of Roseburg, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, absolutely.
8:40 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.